Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and to end the show, for the first 3 days of the drive, we're bringing you some of the best poetry of the past year with Tracy K. Smith, the Pulitzer Prize writer, and a prize-winning writer, I should say, and former U.S. Poet Laureate. She's the editor of the anthology, The Best American Poetry 2021. Maybe you've seen past year's versions in your local bookstore, and we'll get to hear a couple more from this year's volume. Tracy also has a new book of her own work called Such Color, New and Selected Poems, and we'll hear some of those. Hi, Tracy. Yesterday was great. Thanks for doing this again.
Oh, thanks for having me back.
And to start today, let's hear another selection from the Best American Poetry of 2021 that you picked out. I see it's Wheelchair by Youssef Komunyakaa, a poet who's been writing for the better part of 5 decades. Want to set this up?
Absolutely. Sure. I'll just say that this is a poem about health and strength or failing health, and also the sources we turn to for determination and strength, in this case, ancestry. Wheelchair. Weeks on my back, counting stars not up there, cutting quick, close corners in the wheelchair, Ralph kept moving, true as oil, questions silent in my mouth after hearing a ragged sound rattle loose from other souls, as if within my own body, trying not to drag my foot, and near misses in the hallway, pumped dares through blood as we rolled into the elevator. I can see my great-grandma Sarah as wheels of her chair furrowed those chopped rows, feet curled under her, a rake or a hoe held in strong hands, weeding corn, beans, and potatoes dug to feed her hungry family down in the Mississippi Delta. And today, it is not hard to hear a moan rise out of black earth where this woman raised hot red peppers for her turtle soup. I love the way that this poem, which I think is like two long sentences, anchors us into two distinct but maybe also adjacent moments in time, right? The present and its struggle or challenge, and then memory that kind of rises up almost like a guiding force.
How the past is still with us. And you're right that even though it's a bit of a cliche to call 2020 and 2021 a year like no other, you were floored by the upheaval last year brought with it. In what ways do you think the past year and a half have changed poets and their poetry, or what you were looking for in the Best Poetry of 2021 collection?
Well, I think poets began to become resourceful in new ways, in terms of naming and capturing feelings in the moment, sometimes, you know, conflicting feelings that emerge out of the many different forms of upheaval. But there's also a really strong sense of clarity, of the value of community, and the desire to be of use, I think, to not just, you know, not just the self in a difficult time, but also to the culture. I recognize so much imaginative work that poets are doing to try and clear a space of healing and also to galvanize us. We have a lot of work ahead. And I think sometimes it's a poem that can be a kind of heartbeat to the, you know, the struggle and also the hope.
And to that end, let's go now to the poem George Floyd by Terrence Hayes, which you've agreed to read. He's a past MacArthur Genius Fellow. Do you want to set this one up at all before you dive in?
Yeah, this poem really feels like a marquee poem of what in many ways was kind of an adversarial year. I love the way that it captures the blurring and the escalating that we all experienced of one moment surging into the next. You can hear that in the quick transformations from line to line in this poem. George Floyd. You can be a bother who dyes his hair Dennis Rodman blue in the face of the man kneeling in blue in the face, the music of his wristwatch. Your mouth is little more than a door being knocked out of the ring of fire. Around the afternoon came evening's bell of the ball and chain around the neck of the unarmed brother, ground down to gunpowder. Dirt can be inhaled like a puff, the magic bullet point of transformation, both kills and fires the life of the party like it's 1999, bottles of beer on the wall, street. People who sleep in the streets do not sleep without counting yourself lucky. Rabbit's foot of the mountain lion, do not sleep without making your bed of the river boat gambling. There will be no stormy weather on the water. Bored to death, any means of killing time is on your side of the bed of the truck, transporting Emmett till the break of day. Emmett till the river runs, dry your face, the music of the spheres, Emmett till the end of time.
So painful. How do you make poetry out of the police murder of George Floyd?
I know. It's you know, this is a poem that does really difficult and sort of chastening things with language, the way it tumbles, you know, one phrase tumbles into another, and we hear the violence that's almost hiding between familiar statements. And then there's this other thing that happens at the end of the poem. Emmett Till emerges, and, you know, that presence, that abiding presence, reminds us that nothing new happened in 2020. George Floyd is one of, you know, many people martyred to the kind of violence that has marked our culture for generations. It's a heavy, heavy poem.
Yeah, it starts with George Floyd and it ends with Emmett Till. Again, the past connecting to the present, in this case, of course, so unfortunately. You want to do a quick one from your own new collection, Such Color, before you go? I see you have a 30-second one picked out.
I have a short one. I'll try and read it quickly. It's called Be on a Sill. Submits to its own weight, the bulb of itself too full, too weak, or too wise to lift and go. And something blunt in me remembers the old charade about putting a thing out of its misery. For it, for me, sleep be deep and easy. Hive, heave, give, grieve. Then rise when you're ready from your soul's hard floor to sweet work or some war.
We will let that one speak for itself, and we'll have to because we're out of time, but we will hear more tomorrow from Tracy K. Smith's new collection, Such Color. Tracy K. Smith, Pulitzer Prize-winning poet and former Poet Laureate of the United States. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks. Talk to you soon.